Guess who's in studio? Radio and TV personality, general fitness and outdoorsy person and host of the early morning show on KFM, Liesel V, Liesel van der Westhuizen, who joins you once again to give you your weekly Friday fitness session. And she shares some tips with you on how you can get to that body that you looking forward to achieve, Liesel.
Your ideal weight, that's what we like to call it. It's what makes you happy. So it's not about dieting, it's not about weight loss, it's just about being happy with how you look.
And getting that, by the way, means that you have to go to the gym. Now I have to share my experience. I think first time I went to the gym, I was sitting there, I was looking at all these weights. I'd watched some YouTube videos. That was a long time ago. I was still back at university. But you go there alone and you look at all these weights and you're like, I have no clue on how to work these machines or what weights I should be lifting. And just the eyes that are looking at you. But that's something that's real, right?
It's called gymtimidation. And it's a real thing. I'm surprised that word hasn't been added to any of the dictionaries or as words of the year. But I mean, I have that same fear. Going, I don't know how to use the circuit machines at all. You know, the fixed weight machines.
Yeah, the ones there.
No idea. And I know there's little pictures next to the machines that show you what to do, but I always end up looking at the pictures wrong and doing it wrong. So I have that same fear, but the fear is quite real. And where I picked it up is when I saw one of the trainers sitting outside the gym and I said to him, are you done for the day? And he said, no, I've got a new client coming. But he was literally waiting for in the parking lot, not even at the entrance to the gym. And I said, oh. And he said, no, because I know what a fear it is having to walk into the gym for the first time. So I will wait all the way at the entrance of the parking lot to the gym to make sure she's parked comfortably. She knows how to get from the parking lot into the entrance, that there's a friendly face for her as she walks in. And there's a few other techniques. I was very impressed with the trainer because that's a great way to get someone not to get over, well, to get over that fear of going to the gym. But imagine your first walk in at the gym and there's no one welcoming you. You don't know where the change rooms are. You don't know where to go. And you'll find that the rise of the boutique clubs are quite, good for first timers. They are very welcoming of first timers. It's not this big, overwhelming gym that we know. It's just a small workout space and there's someone at the entrance to greet you. So boutique gyms are really becoming more of a thing. If it's your first time you want to hit a gym, you want to try out a workshop. And the other thing they're recommending for people in 2019, if you're scared of going to the gym, get a mate to go with you. Do it in a
group.
Always
good. Yeah.
So
let's fail together. Yes. Let's look clumsy together.
Because think about it. If you went with a friend, you'd feel a little bit better. Because there's two of you. You're not going to feel that fear. So try and get someone, even if it is someone that's already at the gym, that you're friends with, that already gone to the gym or been, get a buddy to go with. And buddies are a big thing when it comes to running, when it comes to workout. I always promote the buddy system when it comes to training because you're held accountable.
But then, you know, Liz, I've often, you know, how I got over it, I literally asked the guy next to me, but they can also, I didn't know them.
Yes.
But I think that's an option. But then sometimes that can also be very intimidating because they're looking glossy. They like,
with this they eight
look
pack.
Ripped. And you're like, what are you even doing? You used to be home. You're already done. But that's also an option, right?
It is, but you're not shy.
Yeah. Well,
you would ask anyone. But imagine if someone is, you're really intimidated walking into that gym. Now you need to ask the person, the lady or the man next to you who's ripped with a six pack, how do I use the machine? So, it is a real fear. So either get yourself a trainer like the one that I met at this big gym that welcome people. And I mean, the receptionists at the big gym are really welcoming as well. So it's not, it's just that fear of walking into this big open space or get a buddy to get yourself over that.
I hear that. 7 minutes up before we get to 6 o'clock, we're chatting to Liesel van der Westhuizen, radio and TV personality joining you, but also she's a general fitness and outdoorsy person joining you to give you some tips when it comes to your fitness in 2019. And we're talking about gymtimidation. So talking about that, one of the things that other people I find that are missing at the gym is that there's this constant belief that you need to spend 3 hours at the gym.
Yeah, this is my, I worry about what people, and this is our big thing at the moment because, I've yesterday on Cape Talk with EBS, he was saying, why people go to the gym for 3 hours? All they do is sit and talk and they just spend time talking and half the time not working out. But 3 hours or 3 hours of continuous training, if you're not an elite athlete, I don't understand why you're putting, and remember, I'm not a general fitness practitioner. I'm not a personal trainer. I'm just giving popular opinion. The big thing for this year is shorter gym training sessions. So you'll see the 20-minute classes are on the rise, the 45-minute class, the 30-minute, even the 15-minute lunchtime workout classes are now big on the rise. So you get a full quality 15-minute training, 20-minute training done for the day. Because you think time is one of your most valuable items throughout the day, your most essential item. Now, to find the time to go for an hour, 2 hours to the gym, 3 hours to the gym, it's impossible to find that time. You're a dad, you're running around with a school run, you've got a full-time job, you're working, and you still got to find time to get to the gym and do that full hour or 2 hour workout. So you'll see the rise of the 15-minute class, 20-minute class is also quite big. And it started last year and the year before, especially picking up in Cape Town. I saw 45-minute classes, 30-minute classes. And then the big thing, and I'm picking that up in the States, I haven't picked that up here yet, is the 15-minute lunchtime or workout at your desk. And offices are offering that for their workers. So
15 minutes.
Imagine. I would love that.
But come to think of it, you know, if you are doing a rep, you go 15 times. Mm. That's about what, 30 seconds, and then you rest for like a minute sometimes.
30 seconds, yeah.
Yeah, so,
but
whatever.
No talking in between. Yeah. So you have to go for those continuous for those 15 minutes. So there's no, I like the social aspect of gym. I like seeing my friends. I like talking. I like talking between my reps. What this is saying to you is there's no talking. You've got your 15 minutes. You're done.
By the way, just for the listeners, because I'm thinking we're talking here about reps and sets. What's the difference there when we talk about reps and sets?
Reps is the number that you do. So if you're doing biceps, it's the number. You'll have to correct me.
Yeah. No, that's fine. Yeah.
My gym terminology. And then sets is number. So it's either one, two, or three of those repetitions that you're going to do. So you're going to do 15 arm curls. Times three.
Yeah, so that's the gym tip. And that's another thing. When you're sitting around people at gym, they're like, yo, how many sets do you still have? And you're like, what's a set? What's a rep? What's it?
Yeah. Or did you do the bicep curls? Did you do this? And you're going, what are they talking? And I sometimes have to go back and Google because there's a lot of things that I don't really know. But I've actually said this year I'm going to ask. If I don't know, I'm going to ask. Just like I did, I asked you.
I hear that. That being said, though, we only have just under 4 minutes left, Liesel. The question is then, you know, it's motivation is always one of the hardest things when it comes to getting to ideal body weight. So how do I or how do we as individuals, you know, get and remain motivated in 2019?
You're the second person that asked me this in the last 24 hours. And it's such a, it's so different for everyone. But I think you need to, first of all, the New Year's resolutions and goals that people have set and going, I want to lose 10 Ks within 3 weeks, or I want to get a six pack within a month. You've got to be realistic to your body position, your body condition, how you're looking. I know you had a great doctor on air yesterday saying, please go for your checkups. And my big thing is go for a checkup to see your physical condition, what condition you're in. And as he said yesterday, the older we get, we think we're still those 20-year-olds, those 16-year-olds. The other thing is people are doing exercises that they're not enjoying. They're killing themselves by overtraining at weights, and the next day they're sore. So if they take 3 days off or 4 days off to recover, do something that you enjoy. So I know that my general fitness isn't great because I had the leg injury, and we don't know where what other results have come from wearing the leg brace for 6 weeks. So I'm going to see a biokineticist, Ivor Wright, next week, and he is going to do a full assessment for me to see where are my strengths. Is my core strong? Is my back strong? Where's weak? How much weights can I actually realistically be lifting? How much leg presses? What exercises I need for overall to strengthen the different parts of my body. So the assessment, I think, is ideal, especially the older you get, to assess which parts of your body you need to work out and what works for you. So if you don't enjoy doing weights, think of an alternative. If you don't run or don't enjoy running, think of cycling or another way. A friend of mine has injured his knee, doesn't enjoy cycling, loves running. And I said to him, try something like cranking. Cranking is a 45-minute class that's upper body. So you literally turning your arms like the sailors do in Volvo Ocean Race.
Yeah.
When they crank
I've seen that machine. Yeah.
And that is a great workout, and you're getting those classes as well. So find stuff that you enjoy. Go for your fitness assessment and see what's lacking. And don't kill yourself. So don't go in 1st of January. We all go in the gym. You can see how busy the gyms are and all the workout classes. Go in, kill yourself, think you're going to get into shape within that week. Take it slow. do only what you can. If your friend can lift 15 kilos and you can lift 5, do what you can. So we're overkilling ourselves. That's the thing. We're putting too much pressure on ourselves because we're watching what our neighbors are doing. We're watching what these fit influencers are doing. And instead of working on our, what we know is going to work for us and what either the health practitioner or bio has said to us, rather just see and assess yourself and see where you need to work and what the weight is you should be lifting, or work with your personal trainer and see, because we're overkilling ourselves at the gym in terms of training and workout load. And as a result, 4 days off, then you've got to get back into, you know what it's like after 4 days or 5 days of not training, to get back into that motivation of training again. So take it slow.
Liesl, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Listen, do have yourself a fantastic, fantastic Friday, and I'm hoping the listeners will be motivated.
Keep motivated. Happy training.
Okay. Thank you so much. That's Liesl V.